American rock and roll star Glenn Frey has died. He was 67 years old. The guitarist was a founding member of the Eagles, the popular Los Angeles-based band formed in 1971. Many years later, it still performs sold-out shows in large centers. Frey died Monday in New York City. A band statement said the musician died from a combination of several diseases, including rheumatoid arthritis. Bandmate Don Henley says Frey was like a brother to him. "Frey started it all," Henley said. He called him the spark plug, the man with the plan. Henley said Frey had an encyclopedic knowledge of popular music and a work ethic that wouldn't quit. An Eagles Greatest Hits collection from the mid-1970s and Hotel California are among the best-selling albums in history. Glenn Frey also had some success as a solo artist in the 1980s after the Eagles broke up. But when they reunited at their first live performance in April 1994, Frey stated, "For the record, we never broke up. We just took a 14-year vacation." Frey was born in Detroit, Michigan, and was raised in the suburbs. His solo hits include "The Heat Is On" and "Smuggler's Blues."
The heat is on the street, inside your head, on every beat.
The Eagles were entered into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998. Frey is survived by his wife, Cindy, and their three children. Musicians have been posting messages of love and thanks for Frey. Stevie Nicks of Fleetwood Mac wrote that she could hardly see through her tears. She said, "Take it easy, Mr. Frey, as you fly." I'm Jonathan Evans.
I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, such a fine sight to see.
So open up, I'm climbing in. So take it easy.